Skacey, 107.7.
Hello and a warm welcome to the Power Hour, your ultimate destination for inspiration, empowerment, and thought-provoking conversations. I'm Gerine De Wet, and I'll be your host for this exciting hour on Skacey 107.7. A happy new year, and welcome to 2025. May this year be filled with hope, opportunities, and the courage to chase your dreams. If you've set those New Year's resolutions, let's make them stick starting today. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send your shout-outs and New Year's wishes to our WhatsApp line on 082-414-1077. Your voice matters, and this is a space to connect. Now, kicking off our very first episode of this year, I'm thrilled to welcome an extraordinary guest, Bronwyn Bayman. Bronwyn is an inspiring trailblazer with an incredible insights to share, from overcoming challenges to achieving personal and professional milestones. She's proved that resilience and determination can lead to greatness. Now stay tuned, because you won't want to miss her insights as a coach. It might just spark the motivation you need to conquer your goals in 2025. Let's dive in, and don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back after the music.
The city's favorite, Skacey 107.7.
Yes, you're back with me in this new year, and I've got this wonderful lady to kickstart the year with us, Bronwyn Bayman. We were just listening to some awesome music to start the year, and now we've got this extraordinary lady with me. How are you, Bronwyn, and how has the new year been?
Hi, Gerine. Thank you so much for the introduction. You're making me feel so energized about the new year already. I'm very honored to be here and to share some of my insights with the listeners.
Yeah, it's always an honor for me to spend time with you. So let's dive into this year. What is the first step to success, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think success, if we look at it from a holistic point of view, it is something that anybody can achieve. But I think the number one step where we have to start is we need to flick the switch in our head. In other words, it's a mindset game. That's where it starts. So what I mean is, if you're passionate about being successful or achieving a level of success, you must want it, first of all. There must be a bit of a hunger inside of you that, look, my year's been like this in 2024, but I actually want my year to be like that in 2025. In other words, a little bit elevated. Something's got to change. And you must have that desire to want to chase the change. But sometimes you don't know how, right? So I would say the number one step is flick the switch in your head that I want something different in this year, the new year.
So flick the switch, and you must want it.
Yeah.
Step one, want it, flick that switch. And what is the second step to success?
Right. So once you've flicked the switch, you've kind of activated that hunger that goes, I want to learn something new, I want to do something different, and I really want to embrace change. It's going to require you to change, because you can't, if something didn't work for you, you can't carry on doing that same thing, because it's just not going to produce the result that you want.
So true.
So you've got to do something different. And maybe there are listeners that is already doing stuff that is perhaps put them on that path to success. But this is just to reinforce that level of thinking. So first of all, in order to succeed, you have to spend enough time with yourself to get to know yourself. I mean, that sounds like a silly thing to say, but honestly, do we really know ourselves? Do we know what are our strengths and our weaknesses? Do we know what we really desire? And in order to do that, you need to spend time with yourself. And that, in the busy lives that we lead and in the things that we're constantly chasing, that sounds like a very foreign concept. why should I spend time with myself? Because you're worth it, first of all. And you need to do that in order to get a starting point for where you are. You got to know where you are, and then you got to figure out how to get to the next level. And that is why I say self-reflection. So you got to think of, how was my year in 2024? What happened every month after month? Was there spikes of positivity? Was there spikes of struggles? Think about your year. And in other words, get reflective about it. And then feel into where you are now. And just sit quietly and grab a pen and a paper, because that's where we're going to go next.
Yeah. So that is, if I will put it in layman's terms, take stock.
Exactly.
Take stock of your year. And I can relate to that quiet time.
Mm.
That quiet time has brought a lot of change for me.
Yep.
Getting to know
me.
You
That's
know.
Right. So it starts again with the mindset.
Yes.
Some people will think quiet time is a waste of my time. But it's actually not. It's actually you taking power back.
And it's an investment in yourself.
Yeah, because you're the only one that can do this. Nobody's going to come save you. Nobody's going to give you R1 million. Nobody's going to say, let's make it easy for you. You got to do it the hard way, you're
exactly.
right? You got to figure out how to get there. And there's a couple of things that you can do.
And is that where we go on to the next one?
That's where we go.
What are the things you can do to enhance self-awareness?
Yeah, so again, it comes back to that quiet time for yourself, right? But I know we all live busy lives. Me too. But if I look at successful people, what do they do that's different? They cultivate the time with themselves. So this can be done in a very pragmatic, easy way. In other words, before you even get out of bed, you can do certain things just to prime your body.
Mm.
Right? You can spark your level of self-awareness just by looking in a mirror and talking to yourself. That might sound like a crazy thing to do, but
not at all.
But it's actually you reprogramming your mind and your subconscious mind to wake up to a new version of you. Wake up to it.
Mm.
In other words, look at yourself in your eyes. Spend 2 minutes while you're brushing your teeth even to look in the mirror and say, good morning. Say your name. Good morning, Gareen. Mm-hmm. You are enough. You look fantastic today. Or you're going to have a great day. Speak that into your day. While you're brushing your teeth, let that go through your mind. So use the brushing of the teeth, which is a daily habit that you already do, which nobody's going to compromise on that.
Mm-hmm.
Use that as the pathway for your brain to remember to give yourself that few minutes in the mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good time for me.
It's a good time.
And
you're not having to remember to do something extra.
Yes.
You're already going to brush your teeth. All you're going to do is you're going to brush your teeth a different way. In other words, when you brush your teeth, you're going to make the effort to connect with yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say something positive to yourself. Just if you want to say, I am enough, that's also good. Yeah. And then also, so that's one little tiny thing that you can do. The one thing you have to remember about successful people, success doesn't just happen overnight. It is increments of little things every day.
Mastering the little things.
Yes. And the little things eventually become big things.
So true.
Yeah. So I would say a quick win is the brushing of the teeth, looking in the mirror exercise. With a level of positivity, connect with yourself and give yourself a positive affirmation. Like, you've got this day. You are enough. But do it consistently. Even write on your mirror the words, I am enough, if you're going to forget.
Mm.
Leave it there. Stick a piece of paper next to your basin where you brush your teeth, and it will make it easy to remember. But later on, just like brushing your teeth, you don't have to think a lot about it. Later on, you've incorporated it as a habit, and you're doing it every day. So it just becomes natural, you know. And it's that little piece of goodness that you owe to yourself. So don't skip it. That's the secret. Be consistent in giving yourself a dose of, you've got this day, you know, I am enough. So that's one thing, small thing you can do. You have to remember, if you want to climb a mountain, you gotta climb it in steps, 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 steps up a staircase.
Yeah.
Think of it that way. It steps up a staircase. You've got to break it down for you. This little thing of looking in the mirror and saying a positive thing about yourself is actually huge. Because what happens is your brain makes that connection and makes it a conscious thing that it needs to, and it feels into you elevating yourself. So it's like a dose of gold that you give yourself every day. But you have to see it that way. And you have to trust me on this. So before you say, oh, that's a waste of my time, you have to first try it. Try it for 7 days in a row, morning and evening, and then you come back and tell me how things have unfolded in your life. Because it all starts with that connection in your head. The connection in your head that you are worth more than what you initially think you are.
And there you have it. I hope that can kickstart your 2025. Give yourself that dose of gold, like Bronwyn says. And I mean, you owe it to yourself. We've got one life to live. Mm. We don't have another one. Make the most of it. And kickstart it now, today, the 2nd of January, on this path. Now, Bronwyn, is goal setting a powerful tool in being successful?
It absolutely is. I used to be very nervous about goal setting. It wasn't something that I really put on the forefront because I would get very overwhelmed if I set targets for myself that I might not achieve. It would overwhelm me. So I would just like go with the flow and be in the moment, which is also good. But I think the more you, and it comes back to the quiet time with yourself and grabbing a pen and a paper. You see, the exercise of writing it down and bringing it out of your head on paper has power because you're making it conscious now. You're writing down something in a conscious way, and your brain is going to make a connection to that thing, that goal that you're writing down. And there's art to that, how you do it, you know, so that it becomes a sustainable goal. So yes, goal setting is very important. And when you write it down, you're giving it more weight. In your mind, you're giving it more weight because your brain is going, ting, ting, something's happening here. She wants A, B, and C to happen in her life. Mm. How are we going to get her to do that over time? Yeah. So it is important.
So go buy that journal.
Yeah, you don't need to buy anything.
You can grab a piece of paper
and you can grab a pen, and later on when you realize how nice this is, you can go get a journal, you know, because you're going to see that this little bit of investment of time in yourself is the gold. Yeah. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And like you say, talking about journal, another thing that I want to add to the mirror toothbrushing exercise is the gratitude journal. So again, it doesn't need to be a journal. It can just be a piece of paper, a book that you have, that you write down five things you're grateful for every day. That's a big part of getting you in a good state. So can you imagine if you're not in a good state, if you're very down and in the dumps and depressed?
I think most of us have been there.
Yes. If you're in that state, do you think you will be able to achieve much or your goals?
No.
Not at all. So you need to bring yourself out of that state. And the part of the mirror talking exercise is to bring you out of that state. So first you've got to elevate your state. Then you can do another small thing, which I'm going to get to goal setting, but before I get there, gratitude journaling is very important. So you can write down every morning when you wake up. Again, this doesn't need to take time, 5 minutes when you wake up. Think of five things that you're grateful for. Write down, you know, grateful for my health. I'm grateful that I'm, you know, I can get out of bed and go and earn a living. I'm grateful I have food on my table. I'm grateful my children pass their, you know, exams. And whatever you can think of, every day there's going to be something different. Yeah. And every day you write down that five things. You know what happens in your brain? Your brain then gravitates to a higher vibration that is fueled with that positivity. So now your brain has less time to wallow in sadness and overwhelm and depression, because your brain has now better things to do, actually. And you're trying to train your brain to go there. So the gratitude journaling then becomes a very nice thing to do. And you can start off your day with it. You can end your day with it. It doesn't have to take long. It takes you 5 minutes to come up with five things that you're grateful for. And tomorrow, you're going to find something else to be grateful for. And doing that consistently, your brain is trained now to look for positive, look for positive. And the after effect of constantly looking for something you're grateful for is huge. Because it changes your whole world. It changes how you see the world. It changes how you interact with people around you in your life. Don't underestimate what gratitude can do if you build it up over time. Again, give yourself 7 days to practice the mirror work, practice the gratitude journal, and then you can come back to us and say, this didn't work. But you're going to be different by the end of the 7 days. Try it first.
Well, we have basically come to the close of this nice conversation, but this is the Power Hour, and guests like Bronwyn will be back again. But we're going to end off with the last one, and Bronwyn, just how can we start with goal setting? How do you start?
I think the best place to start is to divide it into categories. So you can have personal goals for your life. You can have professional goals for your career. You can have health goals, very important, because if your health is not good, you can't do anything. You can't get out of bed if your health is not good. So have certain goals for the health category, like, you know. And then you have financial goals. What is it that you need to do to get to those goals? You have relationship goals and you have thing goals. Things that you want.
Okay. Things.
Yeah. Okay. It can be materialistic. It doesn't matter. It is what you desire.
Okay.
So I would break it down into maybe those six categories. Personal, professional, health, financial, relationship, and things. So again, get a piece of paper, make six blocks, and you write down the headers. But before you start with writing your goals down, ask yourself why those goals are important to you. Why is it important to lose the weight? Why is it important to start eating a bit healthier?
Putting reasons behind it.
If you have the why very clear, your brain has a better task of doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, because the why then
is strong.
Yeah, and when the why is strong, that is almost like telling your brain, okay, now I have a mission to accomplish. But if you're going to put, I just want to lose weight.
Yeah.
Then it's not as strong as, I know that my health is important to me and I want to work towards achieving a healthier lifestyle. That's okay. A bit more weight, right?
Yeah, not just signing up a new gym contract in January.
Because it's only going to last a month.
you're going to pay for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and then you're not going to go. So you got to make the goals. You got to have the why first of why you want that goal. And then you've got to put in a timeline, like a date behind your goal. Like give yourself 3 months to accomplish that goal or a year or whatever. But make it specific with time. And, you know, there's the acronym for SMART goals, which is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based, yeah. So important to give it a little date, but again, make the time to get reflective. And if you want to get yourself a journal, that's a great investment. I think I'm actually going to do that. I go off to P&A and I buy a little calendar for the whole year, which is in a book that I flip over each month, and then I write my appointments in there.
I have that one too.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so nice to have.
I love it.
You have it on your desk. It's there. It's in your face. The same thing with goals, by the way. The minute you write down your goals, put it where you can see it every day.
Okay.
People that are serious about changing their lives don't write down the goal and hide it somewhere. They leave it there where they can see it. Even if it's on your kitchen table, even if it's on your desk,
fridge.
If it's on your bedtime table, put it on your fridge.
Yeah.
That's a great place to put it with a magnet.
Every time you open the fridge.
Yeah, you're going to think twice before grabbing that cake.
Yes.
But yeah, that those are the recipes I can give you for success. And just be consistent in your approach. Make it at the forefront of everything that you do. Wake up with the idea that you want to have a good day, and then look in the mirror and tell yourself that. Spend a little bit of time on your gratitude and write down your goals. And I can promise you, even by the end of Jan, you're going to be good.
I am definitely going to follow that one with the weight story, because I keep on writing the kilograms down and just not getting to the why enough.
Exactly.
So that's going to be for me. Mm. Thank you for that, Bronwyn. I think I needed that inspiration. And out there, I mean, this is a great way to start your year. Start it with a bang. Invest in yourself there. You got all the tidbits from Bronwyn. We're definitely going to bring it back on the Power Hour. And I want to say thank you, Bronwyn, for sharing your insights with us. And it's always a pleasure chatting to you. Mm. And I hope you have a prosperous new year.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you for seeing the value of this work. It is so valuable. And it's great to bring this to people. It's when people realize that it's not actually difficult and they can break it down, that's when your goal becomes more achievable.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
Most welcome. And on that note, I'll be right back after this music break.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.